de mi tiempo. Peppa's Pig in the Day at a Museum. At breakfast, Mommy and Daddy Pig have a surprise. We have a special day planned, says Mommy Pig. We're going to a museum. What is a museum? Asks Peppa. It's a place full of interesting things. Sometimes those things are very old, says Daddy. Older than you? Asks Peppa. Yes, says Daddy. Even older than me. Here we are, says Mommy Pig. The museum is very big, says Peppa. Ooh, says George. Mommy and Daddy Pig buy tickets from Miss Rabbit. What would you like to see first? Asks Miss Rabbit. Jewels, cries Peppa. Dinosaur, says George. Grrr. The first stop is the king's and queen's room. It is full of things from long ago. Peppa likes the beautiful rooms. And look, there's a crown. There is a throne, too. Peppa wishes she could sit on it. She imagines what it would be to be the queen, to wear the crown and sit on the royal throne. If I were the queen, she says, I would eat cake every day. The family bows to her royal highness, Queen Peppa. George does not want to wear a crown and sit on the throne. He wants to see the dinosaur. George stands at the doorway to the dinosaur room. There are many usual creatures here. Everything is so big, says Peppa. Everything is so big, says Peppa, in a very big voice. Ooh, says George, in a very small voice. George sees a big dinosaur. Don't worry, says Daddy. Those are just dinosaur bones. They may just be bones, but they are very big. See those bones? The dinosaur has bones also, just like our people. George can just imagine what it would be to be a dinosaur. He would be bigger than Peppa. He could chase her. George sees something smaller and not real scary. It's a robot dinosaur. Everyone is hungry, so they go to the museum cafe for cake. After the snack, it's time to see the next exhibit. There was a special one at the museum today, says Mommy Pig. It's about space. George's friend Edmund is at the museum too. Edmund knows a lot about space. He and George wear space helmets toward the exhibit. rabbits gives them their tickets. There are five people. First, everyone gets on board the space ride. Blast off, says Mr. Rabbit. He is the tour guide. This is just pretend, isn't it? Asks Peppa. Yes, says Mr. Rabbit. It's just pretend. See, we lift one of these flags. Can you see? We live in Earth. The rocket takes them to the pretend moon. There are pretend planets, too. Do you know what the planets are made of? Asks Mr. Rabbit. Cardboard, says Peppa. Well, these models are made out of cardboard, but the real planets are made up of other things, rock and ice and gas, says Emmett. What about cheese? Asks Daddy Pig. I thought the moon was made out of cheese. That's the silly, Daddy, says Peppa. If this was the real moon, you could jump over my head, says Mr. Rabbit. Do you know why? There is less gravity, yells Emmett. There's gravity on the moon. You're right. We can make you feel like you're on the moon with these special big rubber bands. Everybody stops into the rubber bands. They jump, jump, boing, 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 just like on the moon. Miss Rabbit takes their picture. At the gift shop, Peppa gets the picture of everyone jumping on the tin moon. Daddy is hungry again, so he gets a piece of moon cheese. Then it's time to go home. It has been a great day at the museum. Later, Mommy Pig asks Peppa and George, what was your favorite thing at the museum? Peppa liked everything at the museum, but she does have a favorite, the crown, says Peppa. George liked the space ride, but that wasn't his favorite, dinosaur, says George. I have two favorites, says Daddy Pig, the cake and the cheese. The